Good day, this is Michael DeRosa, and today I want to talk about the importance of prayer for our upcoming election. And my text will be 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, and it reads like this: If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, what will happen, my dear brothers and sisters, if we earnestly prayed for our leaders and the upcoming elections? Instead of focusing on a particular political party's agenda, let us pray for God's leading as our politicians bring bills to the floor of Congress, as justices decide on cases, and as our president considers decisions to guide our country. And then, in humility, repent of all our efforts to right the evils in our country without God, or thinking that we could use him as a spiritual battering ram to sway people to our way of thinking. Now, in closing, consider this. Until our desire for revival moves us past our contentment to live without it, we will never move into this type of praying.